10-minute speaker is Perry from San Diego.
I'm Perry. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Larry, for asking me 2 months ago to share. It should have been 2 minutes ago. That way I could just say a prayer and jump. This is the way my mind works. It's not good sometimes. Got a thinking problem. I want to say congratulations to people taking birthdays. The newcomers, I'm glad you're here. And I like this part about protecting the anonymity of all alcoholics present here tonight. You know, not those of us that are thinking about last year, last week, or tomorrow. My experience with alcohol started at 13. I was a blackout drinker and a binge drinker from the start. My teenage years was primarily drugs. I could take or leave it when it came to drinking. And by the time I got to my early 20s, I'd run that race, and drugs had the best of me, and I found myself smoking things that I found the new higher power once I got to be 21 and could go to the bar, and that was alcohol. And I haven't done drugs in over 15 years, but alcohol was a good power for me to seek at that time, and I got into a relationship right away, too. I'm going to the bar drinking now, and so we talk about progression a lot, and a good place to look at progression is in Bill's story, you know, when he talks about how he was too drunk to take the test, but his drinking was not yet continuous, And so, I had the choice when it came to drink. I got into this relationship with a bad alcoholic, and it got bad where I was like, you know what, I could be an example here and moderate my drinking, right? And I tried that, you know, And we drank together for years, and we got engaged, and she didn't make it. She didn't make it, right? Alcohol took my fiance, and I kind of made a decision at that time to kill myself by drinking myself to death, right? I'm going to become an alcoholic now, and I did that, and it wasn't long before I lost the choice in drinking. And alcohol was my master. And I used to swear off forever with and without a solemn oath every single night when I got home, right? And driving by Braille, right? And, so she was taken in 2008. 2010, right, I wanted to share something that happened to me. I was at the bar. Just doing my thing like usual, playing pool or singing karaoke, whatever. And this guy comes up and he says, Perry, do you know Emma? I said, yeah, I remember her. Like, you guys are married, right? He's like, yeah. He said, yeah, she has a son. He's 12 years old. You're the dad. Right? So, right, God takes away and God gives back. Right? And I've known my son 7 years now. You know? I spend time with him, and I love him, and it's amazing to me that those things come and go, and letting go is not something I'm good at, and that's what this program has really given me more than anything, is letting go, right? And I was caught driving under the influence, and they make you go to this school, and I walked in the first day, and the teacher says, how many DUIs do you have? And I said, one, sir. And he said, no, I didn't ask you how many times you got caught. And I said, fuck, I have like thousands of DUIs, man. And So all this was happening, and I was able to put together a year and a half, what they call dry, white-knuckling it, whatever you want to call it. I call it untreated alcoholism. It's a bitch. And so, you know, and it talks about it in the book about how, you know, we doubt that many of you can get 1 year or more. And I'm willing to challenge that, right? You know, challenge it, you know? I mean, you're going to find out one way or another it's fucking true, right? And I got a gift, several gifts, God's grace, whatever you want to call it, of willingness, honesty, open-mindedness, a little bit. And I showed up at a meeting. It was this meeting. And sat in the back. Didn't talk to anyone week after week. And finally someone started talking to me. Next thing you know, I'm sitting in the front, getting calls from Larry and a bunch of guys I don't know, saying, you want to go to a meeting tonight? And I'm like, no, not really. Right? Right? And then I'm starting getting phone calls from people I'd never even met. You know, my sponsor said I'm supposed to call other alcoholics, right? So I got involved, right? I did the sound commitment over here for like a year. I'm doing the secretary over here now. Right? Willingness, honesty, and open-mindedness. If I can drill three things into you, right? That's right there is the three essentials for recovery. And if I'm having trouble with any step, I go back to the previous step. And if I'm having trouble with step one, I just go back to those three things. And I pray that God continues to give me the willingness, the honesty, and the open-mindedness to live by these spiritual principles. My sobriety date is July 1st, 2013. And so hope, right? Hope. I hope that those of you that suffer alcoholic torture, it's in the book, right? Alcoholic torture. Can get free from that bondage. And you know, the one of the most important lines in the book is on page 59. It says, here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I'm really glad for that, because I don't know anything about staying sober. I know nothing about staying sober. Right? And that's okay. I don't have to know anything. I just do the steps. Right? I just live by those spiritual principles right here. Straighten out spiritually, and all this other stuff falls into place. Right, all the physical stuff, the mental stuff, right? Slow.
Nickel at a time.
Yeah. But that's all I got. Enjoy the evening, and thank you.